Hey, I'm Lydia Isnanto, and this is Dreampreneurs Chat. It's a show where I chat with dream chasers all around the world who make their passion their paycheck, loving the risk they took and the job they do. 30 radiation, 4 chemo treatments, and 4 surgeries. She is a cancer survivor, a photographer, cinematographer, speaker, educator, and owner of Unashamed Imaging.
When you really learn to like love yourself and tap into what you're good at, there's endless things that you figure out. It's like, oh, I could do this, I could do that. And then you love yourself even more because you're like, okay, I want to discover more about me.
In a world where you can be anything, Anisha Collins strongly believes in being herself because you don't have to be perfect to inspire others. For a self-made woman like
Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in and welcome back to the Dreampreneurs Chat Show. And right now I have an honor to interview Anisha Collins. Yeah, I'm so excited to hear and to chat with you because basically we have a lot of things in common. And I do a lot of videos and I can see that you do a lot of wedding videos as well. That's amazing. So,
thank you.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit more about you.
I've been shooting for about 8 years. I started doing commercial work, and then I fell in love with weddings, and I've been doing it ever since. I still do like branded and non-wedding work on the side, or I should say like out of season. But otherwise, like weddings is primary, and then I teach also a lot on video marketing.
Tell us a story of how do you find your passion at first?
Oh, I started volunteering with a church organization. Okay. So doing a lot of concert, not getting paid for it. Just I was actually selling their merch and they weren't making money because I was like, merch, I don't do merch. and then one day I actually grabbed my mother's camera and was like, I like this. I was in like my own little bubble and in the zone. I mean, I wasn't antisocial, but I just felt like this was me. And I haven't stopped ever since.
How did you start your business? Like, how did you make your passion into a business? Yeah.
The story that I always tell everyone, they're like, that's it. I'm like, yeah, sorry. I don't have like a big, like, and this happened and the sky fell. And it's not my story. I literally just woke up and it was something that I honestly like kept asking God for. And he just made it happen. And the message that I got was just do it. Like almost simple, like Nike. And literally like my very first camera, like, it was on sale, the bundle, everything I needed. And I just would work every piece of equipment I wanted, like I would work for it. So if I wanted that new lens, I'd book something that was worth the amount of that lens. And just haven't stopped since.
So how long have you been doing this business actually? Oh.
So legally I'd say 8, and then, you know, getting the LLC and set up like a real business. And then hobby wise, and like I said, the volunteer years, it would probably be a total of like 11 or 12.
So, all right. So for this past 8 years, you have been doing a lot of weddings, events and all that. So what is the challenge that you encounter?
So the biggest challenge I've encountered is having to battle cancer. So that came out of nowhere. I was actually at like the peak of my career, and all of a sudden I just fell ill. Thank goodness I beat that, but I'm still in what they call like remission. So I'm kind of having to do different things. And if I have to have any type of chemotherapy done again, it would really be preventative to help spread. But what kept me afloat, honestly, was my video marketing. I had tons of video content that I did beforehand, planning, just having a strategy and just not winging it kept me still top of mind, where people were still asking for me to come and shoot. And I would just tell them, like, I can't do it right now, but if you have a later date or whatever, I'm there. So that would be like the biggest challenge. And then I would say probably like education. Like, I figured out like education is really important. And I think people get like to a certain point in their business and they're like, I don't need to learn anything because I've made it. And so once I figured that out, those were like two things that I would say two obstacles that I had to overcome. And then I just been like running ever since and hoping, you know, God continues to let this be my purpose, but he's expanding now the speaking part, which I didn't expect to happen. So that's pretty cool.
So Anisha, I know that you have cancer and you're a survivor of 2-time cancer. So this is really very, I mean, I feel very touched, especially if you know, like you own your own business and despite of your sickness, you still keep going through. Maybe you can tell us more the story about your sickness, your cancer.
I got diagnosed March 23rd of 2018. So yeah, it was stage 3. I can tell you that much. So bad. But I had like no symptoms or anything like that. And then all of a sudden I would always feel tired though, but I thought it was just cause I'm a workaholic and I just love what I do. And I was like, sleep, who needs sleep? Now when my body's like, hey, you need sleep. I'm like, good night. So yeah. So just, telling family like, hey, something's not right. And then I'm going to go get checked out. And you know, that's what it turned out to be, unfortunately. But fortunately I had good doctors who were like, hey, this is the plan. It's not going to be easy. But from what they said, I went through the hardest treatment that I could have had. Cause some people just had like chemo or some people just have radiation. I had both at the same time. Cause they had to hit it like heavy, because of how advanced it was. So just going through that, honestly, like, I know this is going to sound really, really, really weird, but I've had actually more of a blessing having cancer than not. I learned a lot about myself, a lot about people, a lot about life, giving back, focusing on what really matters and letting go of things that are petty, because Pettyville is pretty much the world we live in. So it just really opened my eyes to focus on what was important and taught me a lot about myself, things that I didn't value. Like, I'll just share something real transparent. Like, at one point, I hated my body weight. I just felt like I was really, really skinny. This was before losing 30 pounds in a month, unintentionally. And I remember, like, I would go to the mall and I'd tell my mom, like, oh, do I look like her? And my mom would be like, no. And she finally got tired of it. And then when I got sick, it was like, oh, now you do have, you know, so it made me really pull back the curtain and say, you need to love yourself. And it actually, like, I was afraid to come out and talk about it, but actually, like, helped my business. So God has a way of using bad for good sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. I think you give a testimony in your Instagram about your cancer, you know, you have survived this cancer. It's actually, right. Basically, it's recently that you own. Wow, in the midst of you still have this business and wow.
Yeah, then, so everyone's writing to me like, how the heck did you just like went through that and then you pop back up like it was a vacation. And I'm like, I was just determined, like it was no part of it was easy. Like, one of my friends actually wants to do a documentary on me because he wants to really show people like what I went through. No part. I would never tell anyone, oh yeah, just chemo and radiation. None of it is easy. No part.
Yeah.
So I'm just blessed that he still has a purpose for me. That's kind of all I could say.
Yeah, that's amazing. And how do you handle the physical part? You know, like, especially wedding, it takes a lot of your physical, you know, to really do the job.
Yeah, like, I was at the point where I was just like eating baby food because I couldn't eat anything solid. Or even when I would try, it would just come back up. And so my mom was like, okay, I'm going to make you like kale shakes, like whatever I could handle. And then we finally got a medication that was able to help me hold in more. And then that's when I started like really picking back up, because you need the nutrition to boost your body back up. So I would just say, the radiation, like, a lot of people don't know that even though like somebody may have finished radiation, like, it stays in their body for like 6 to 8 months after it's done. So it's still working. And so you can have muscle pain, you can have bone pain, which is like the worst. And so those days I just kind of like mentally prepare myself. And then if it turns into a physical, then I might take something like a Motrin, but that's like over the counter, which lets you know, like, I'm pretty much dealing with it. But it, thank God, it hasn't been anything where I'm like in the fetal position on the floor. But like I said, it just pushes me in, and I get to go to the hospital and I see kids who are younger than me. And like today, for example, I went I met, I think he was like 13, and he's got two years of chemo. I had 6 months, and he's just still bright eyed. You know what I mean? I just gave him like a fist pump basically to say like, you inspire me. Because it takes a toll on the body. I mean, it's pretty much poison. You know, and the bad thing about chemo and radiation is your body doesn't know. The good cells don't say, hey, let's go over here because it's for those guys. Like, it attacks everything. So you have to replenish. And, you know, there's meds that they give you to help you, like, increase your white blood cell and things like that. But I think as long as you can stay hydrated and control your, like, the vomiting and things like that. I was still shooting weddings when I was going through it. Nobody knew. One of my highest viewed weddings right now was my first day of radiation. Nobody knew. I just pushed through. And I think like being able to still like do what I love kind of distracted me too from like just wallowing in the fact that I have to go through this.
Yeah. And I saw that you have this live videos education kind of a program for. Mm-hmm. So is that recently that you found that idea or you have no, done it before?
Okay. I started the video. I was always doing video marketing, but I never like took it to the level that it's on now. And like I said, that I feel like God was like, you know what? She can handle chemo radiation. So I'm going to put this on her plate too. And just, I really like video marketing. And so I would just keep doing it. And it's just growing and it's helping a lot of people. And it's weird. Like, I'm probably equally passionate about weddings as much as I am about video marketing. So, which is rare. You usually like one, you know, takes the back seat or whatever.
Yeah, that is amazing. I mean, like from your story, like, you know, like you, even though you have this cancer and you've mm-hmm. gone through all the chemo and all the tough mm-hmm. stuff, but then you still have your passion is not dies. It's even a right. flourish as if it's not only limited to on the day of wedding day shooting, but mm-hmm. you also flourish into like education, you know, like mm-hmm. live videos where you can do it behind of the computer, you know, like I can see like you are really created to create, you know, like you've been called to create, like no matter what you've gone through, like you have always be able to make your passion shining.
It's yeah. funny you say shining because when I was a nurse, this is back mm. in the day, I was taking care of a patient and he was like, do you know that your name is Indian? And I was like, no, it's just the name my mom gave me. And he said, well, in Indian, it means the light. And so I found it wow. funny how you were saying like, continue to shine, you know what I mean? It's like, but sometimes your light could be too bright for some people and you have to kind of like say, oh, well, it's my light and I'm not dimming it.
Yeah, and I like the way you say, you know, like when I read about you and the website. I mean, I like you said that if you're reading this, that means you and I have the common that, you know, like to be yourself.
Like being unashamed of yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And that is actually literally the main branding of you, right?
Yeah.
That is like so badass. I mean, so amazing. I mean,
yeah. So just years of like not liking myself, even though I was still being creative, and it's like, so I could be happy for everyone else, where I would go to a wedding and not that I was faking it, but just kind of like, yeah. And I would leave and be like, ugh, you know? And so I was just like, I need to love myself more. And that's why I keep saying what I'm saying, like cancer forced me to do that. It was like, hey, you almost lost your life. Like, you better appreciate this, you know, and start, you know, tighten up. Even though I had named my business that before, way before I had cancer, I didn't know that it would align later on in the end. And so that's one thing, like with my couples, when I meet them, like that's one thing that I push is like, yeah, I'm going to make sure you have those magazine type publication shots because I've been featured. I know what they're looking for, but I'm also going to make sure that you could be yourself in doing it, you know, or have those photos too, where you're not like, you know, so posed the whole time. And it's just too much work to not love yourself and be yourself because you, me, every person in the world like has something different to bring into the universe. So it's like, if you're too busy like doing what someone else is doing, you're diminishing what you could put out. And I feel like when people finally learn to really love themselves and fully operate in who they are, that's when they grow the most. Like, even for me, a lot of people are like, how come you're not teaching wedding photography? I was like, because there's 81 million people doing it. YouTube is there. I mean, I have a really good friend. She's killing it in wedding photography education. Like, I refer people to her channel. But for me, it was like, I want to teach video marketing. And people are like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, that's my lane. And now I'm getting to go places and speak to people. I mean, even with you and things like that, that I'm like, if I would have been just following suit with, you know, everyone else, I would have never seen what God had for me when it comes to video marketing. So I just think when you really learn to like love yourself and tap into what you're good at, there's endless things that you figure out. It's like, oh, I can do this, I can do that. And then you just, you love yourself even more because you're like, okay, I want to discover more about me. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
That is amazing how you can have this value in yourself where, okay, I'm just gonna, this is my life. And I, you know, like that cancer's like kind of like awaken you that life is short and I want to be myself and I want to like myself. I want to stand up. And what is the secret that you can get back up like that again and again, you know?
Yeah.
Stay right there and we will be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny you say that because, well, funny in similarity, cancer is not funny in any way, but, yeah, like one of my friends, she just got diagnosed with a form of Hodgkin's lymphoma. And she literally messaged me and was like, how did you make it through? Like, what was the process like all that stuff? And I was just like, I sat there for a moment because I never want to pounce on people with my experience. So I never go into it like, yes, this. I will never do that because that doesn't really encourage, it actually frightens people. So I will ask simply like, what do you want to know? And I think even the same question, if someone's trying to figure out like how to love themselves more or things of that nature, just struggling with self-esteem, the first question I would ask is like, where are you actually struggling? Like, you know, and really ask them to take the time to dig, not just go superficial and just like, oh, I don't like my hair. Like, that's not it, because for me, like, when it came to my body image, when I sat down and like really dug deep into why I was feeling how I was feeling, it had to do with a guy from high school, okay, that used to compare my physical appearance to other women that were thicker and heavier than me. And so that's why for years I was like, I don't like my weight. I don't like my weight. I don't like my weight. Until, like I said, while I was sick, I was looking at old pictures of me before I was sick. And I was like, girl, there was nothing wrong with you. you know what I mean? So I just feel like you have to really want to change. You have to really like want to be healed from that area, because it is bondage. And there's nothing, like, you can read a book, you can do every type of mantra or whatever, but if you really don't want to like be healed from it and feel better about yourself, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think the most important thing is like we have to really want the healing and the restoration. So what actually in that video content marketing or wedding video that you really like that makes you not giving up to do what you're doing right now?
Seeing other businesses grow, like being that, you know, hope, because I think with video marketing, it's one of the best ways to stand out. And I know some people say like, oh, but if I'm creating a commercial and they're creating a commercial, how does it make me different? And I'm like, that's exactly how it makes you different, because people get to really see who's behind the brand, what's it doing. You know, you can have two hospitals creating the same kind of commercials. The way it's delivered to the recipient received is completely different. So I feel like with video, it's helped me to help others. And when I see like some of my students or my clients go from I'm scared to get on camera to I just recorded 32 videos and I'm getting followers and, you know, converting. Of course, we all want to make money and make sales. But just seeing them build that confidence, it leads back to being unashamed, you know, again, because learn what they see is actually my video side. Unashamed Imaging is my wedding side. But just building that confidence is like, I'm still pushing some kind of, you know, being unashamed. Because to get on video, like, you have to just like how you look and be okay with that. I mean, I've had days when because I'm committed, I had to do my live show and my hair wasn't the best. Today, my hair is not exactly how I want it to be. You know what I mean? But I think once you really create good user-generated content or content that really does resonate with your audience, you could wear the same shirt every day. They wouldn't know because the content is what they really are paying attention to.
So for dreampreneurs out there who want to learn to always not giving up to with your passion and despite of anything that's happened or despite of any circumstances, or even though they don't go to this school, you know, they don't have any film video background kind of a bachelor degree, you know, but they want to pursue their dreams. Any advice you can give to them?
I think in this day and age, like, a degree is not necessarily required. Mm-hmm. There are actually some businesses who are really pulling people in from their experience, and a degree is no longer that degree of separation between getting a job and not getting a job, if you want to call it a job, or being, you know, an advisor for someone or speaking. A lot of the people who were really like good in their lane, they didn't go to school for what they're going, you know, and they're what they're teaching, and they're teaching on big platforms. I mean, Gary Vaynerchuk, someone I follow, he sucked in school and he shows you the report card. Sean Combs, who is the owner of Bad Boy, I think he went to college, but like basic level, something like that. I might be wrong on that, but I mean, he's built so many different empires. So I think some people just have that knack. But I think for those who feel like they don't, I would say just like learn what you want to know. Just keep learning. Never feel like you know everything and go for it. The worst that can happen is like, you can fail trying, but the fact that you tried is what will motivate you to learn more. Like, everything I've done, everything I know is because I am constantly, every day, like, this is not once a week, once a month, every day I'm reading something, learning something, stretching, pulling. So that's really it.
I believe that when you first start this, you know, like, you have to invest in equipment, right? I mean, this kind of business, you have to come up with the money first before you see the money coming in. Any advice, you know, like, for people who are starting up and, you know, you need to come up with the investment first, how to keep pushing through?
Depending on what you want to produce video wise, of course, quality is going to differ between using like a smartphone and a DSLR, but you can still start with your smartphone. And I say, if you're starting with that, then you need good lighting. Like, for example, if I'm trying to do something now, right now when Florida, it's dark out, it's 5:30, you know, if I want something that's more engaging and inviting, I'm not going to film it now next to the window because it's too dark. But there are things that you can invest in that don't cost a lot of money, like a ring light or LED light. You get those on Amazon anywhere from like $70 to $100. And I just feel like if you look at it as an investment, as opposed to like, oh man, I have to pay this for that, like, you'll make your money back like tenfold. And just, you know, just study. I have tons of resources on my blog. I actually have a series about how to film with your smartphone. And then I have different legs or tiers for people who want to have like more high quality or, you know, intermediate quality. So I just feel like done is better than perfection. And as you grow, like, you'll learn what works for you. I mean, I literally sit in front of my HD webcam. I have my light coming from the window, and sometimes when it's dark, I use my ring light. And I film, doesn't make no difference because it's the content.
So, Anisha, if anyone want to know more about you and want to learn from your website, you know, about video content and the strategy of making it, even the mobile phone videography, that would be so cool for people who are on the budget. So where they can find you?
Well, you can find me, the website is bit.ly/learnwithacedu, and I can send you that link. On Instagram, it's learnwithac, and then on Facebook, it's bit.ly/learnwithacedu. just ends with the AAC for Facebook, but I can send you all those links just in case. And I can also link you to the free resources that I have on my site, which is where they could find the how to, you know, use your smartphone to make budget friendly but still quality videos. Because like I said, you can have 60 videos that are crap, or you can have 5 that just do it. So it's all about like what you want to do. And I also offer one-on-one sessions where I can sit with them and talk to them about like content ideas and strategy, because some people want to do Facebook Live but they're like, what do I talk about? And then as soon as I sit with them, they're like, how the heck did you just do that? And you're not even in my niche. Like, I can talk to someone who is in a magazine industry or an artist, and it's just something up here does something, and then yeah. So it's all possible. You just, I think if you want it, just go for it, whether that's investing a little bit or whatever you want to budget for it, and just make it happen, because video's not going anywhere. And by 2021, it's going to be like the number one marketing method. So if you're not using video, you're just pushing yourself. Like, this is the last thing I'll say. Someone who like sucks but does what you do might excel simply because they have video marketing in their strategy and you don't. Mic drop.
Oh my God, that's really cool.
I can also share some speaking engagements that I have coming up with you, because I'll kind of going around so that if people want to come and meet. But a lot of my content really is on my website, on the blog, and then I also have some like membership levels that release some exclusive content that you won't find on YouTube or even on the blog, because it's for people who really want to do it. And so I kind of feel like they're investing, so it should be kept, you know, in the different tiers for access. So I can send you all of that so you can link it.
Thank you so much, Anisha, for your time. I know you're really busy, and I see that you know in the Instagrams, like, you always have projects to do, and it's really inspiring to see you keep going on in spite of your whatever you're battling on right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again.
All right. Okay. So thank you so much for Dreampreneur Squad out there who are listening and watching. So stay tuned for the next upcoming Dreampreneur Chat. All right. Thank you so much, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. For a self-made woman like
me. This podcast is available on iTunes and other major podcast platforms. If you like this show, please subscribe and give your rating and review on iTunes. That means a lot to help the show keep going. You can also watch the video podcast series at youtube.com/LydiaIsnanto. See you on the next brand new chat. Until then, remember to share your story with someone, because you never know how one sentence of your life story could inspire